Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm very struck in the midst of all that we're going through right now. I'd like to see if all of us could just stop for one moment and say, God loves me. And don't say God doesn't love me. He loves you. Even if you have sinned, even if you have been in error, he loves you and he wants to draw you back to himself. I want to encourage us during this very difficult time in our lives. Please, brothers and sisters, know that the Lord loves you. And you can say, oh, well, yes, God loves so-and-so, but not me. I'm too sinful, or whatever the case may be. No, God loves you. And so the question is, how can I return God's love? How can I thank him for it and return it by the way I think, by the way I speak, and what I do? It's quite an order, but God's Holy Spirit gives us the power to do what God has asked us to do. Most of us just rely on our own strength, our own talents, or whatever, and you can draw from them, yes, but put your strength in the Holy Spirit. He loves you. He wants to provide for you. The opening prayer today says this, O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eyes can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Let's pray that today. Lord, fill our hearts with the warmth of your love. Open your hearts to him and to his love. Right in the midst of the chaos at home, or the difficulties, or the lack of things, open your heart. God loves you, and he will reveal his love to you. Today, we look at the first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 24, verses 15 to 24. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes, but do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Groan in silence. Make no lament for the dead. Bind on your turban. Put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your beard. And do not eat the customary bread. They were customs at that time. And he's saying, don't do that. That evening, he says, my wife died. And the next morning, I did as I had been commanded. And then the people ask me, will you not tell us all these things that you are doing mean for us? I therefore spoke to the people that morning, saying to them, thus the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord, I will now desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold of your pride, the delight of your eyes, the desire of your soul. The sons and daughters you left behind shall fall by the sword. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. All that he did, you shall do when it happens. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. You shall do as I have done, not covering your beards, nor eating the customary bread. Your turbans shall remain on your heads, your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall rot away because of your sins and groan to one another. Ezekiel is telling us what can so easily happen to us. We like the things of the Lord, we like these ceremonies or what, but we're not really committed to him. We're not there before him praying. We're not asking him to be more friend and more savior to us, to tell him that we need him. Brothers and sisters, don't take anything for granted. Draw near to Him. The rosary in your home, reading scripture in your home, whatever the case may be, draw near to Him. Not just to fulfill your duty, but draw near to Him. That's what God wants. The responsorial psalm says, "You have forgotten God who gave you birth." Is that the case for you? You were unmindful of the rock that begot you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. When the Lord saw this, He was filled with loathing and anger toward His sons and daughters. "I will hide my face from them," He said, "and see what will then become of them. What a fickle race they are, sons with no loyalty in them. Since they have provoked me with their no God and angered me with their vain idols, I will provoke them with a no people, with a foolish nation. I will anger them." Blessed are the poor in spirit, brothers and sisters. Do we really rely on Him? Or do we just check off, "I've gone to this," or "I've done this," or "I need to do this," or whatever the case may be? Do we simply see it as a duty? Or do you have a personal relationship with God? Do you really pray to Him? Do you ask Him for what you need? Do you thank Him when it's given, or do you forget all about your prayer? Do you relate to God as your Savior? Learn to be more grateful. Don't do anything out of just commands or obedience. That's a start, but that's not where you stop. You want to have a real relationship with God. Tell Him every day what's going on in your life. Ask Him for help. Read the scriptures. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Not the ones who think they have it all together, but blessed are the poor in spirit, who know that whatever they have is given them by God. It's a gift. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's what we want. That's the attitude we want. And Matthew 19 tells us, verses 16 to 22, "A young man approached Jesus and said, 'Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?' And He answered him, 'Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments.'" Do you? Do I? Do I pay attention to them? Or say, "Oh, I learned them when I was a child, but it doesn't matter." Every word is so important for us, Lord. We want Him. We want the Lord. "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother," do you? "And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." How do you want to be treated? Do you treat your neighbor? Do you treat co-workers? Do you relate to friends as you want to be loved? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. This is what God's asking, and His Spirit gives us the power. Ask Him. I ask God many times a day. And sometimes it comes that day, and sometimes it comes a month later. But God knows what's best. Rely on Him. "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." Do you have much? Do you just give a little bit to the poor? Could you give more? Could you help more? And then come, Jesus says, come and follow me. And when the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Brothers and sisters, we have many possessions in this country. Do they occupy us more than the Lord who seeks to draw us closer to himself? Do we serve our neighbor as a sign that we love the Lord and that we want to walk with him and care for people as he does? What are we doing? Mother Teresa of Calcutta said this as part of a prayer: with Jesus, for Jesus, to Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Pray in me. Pray with me, that I may learn from you how to pray. Jesus, present in my heart, I adore you. I love you. Jesus, in my heart, I believe in your tender love for me. I love you. Jesus, in my heart, I beg and I believe in your faithful love for me. I love you, Jesus. I am grateful to you for all you have given me. I also offer you everything I belong to, Jesus, because I belong to you. I want to give everything in me to you. Have you said that to the Lord? You say that, oh, that's just for saints. No, it isn't. It's for you and me. It's for us, for each of us. It continues, use me to the full. Don't mind my feelings, even if I react, so long as I remain completely yours. Lord, don't allow my feelings to spoil the beautiful handiwork you have begun in my soul. Cut me into pieces. Every piece will be yours. Total giving of oneself. Humility of the heart of Jesus, fill my heart. Purity of the heart of Jesus, purify my heart. Charity of the heart of Jesus, fill my heart. Jesus, I am here. Love me. Since I cannot burn inside for love of you, I offer you the heat I feel inside. Let me touch what you want me to touch. Let me see what you want me to see. Jesus, take away everything that is not you. I want my heart to be like Mary's heart. I will be all for Jesus through Mary. Brothers and sisters, could you pray like that? I give everything away for you. That's a prayer of a saint, but it can be our prayer. We can grow in that kind of love, and we want to. And she concludes her prayer with saying, I offer you my heart. Make it meek and humble like yours. Oh, that's a hard one. That's a very hard one. We're not very meek and humble. And the more these difficult times that are upon us continue, the more short-tempered we get, the more angry we can get, the more impatient we can get. And what should happen to us and what the grace of God wants to do is to calm our hearts and our souls and put our trust in him. Put your trust in him today. Say, lead me today, Lord. Just say that every day if you can. Lord, you lead me. You show me the way you want me to go today. And then go about your business trusting that he will. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.